and welcome to Piece of Me, the podcast by Zalando. I'm Janine Matos, your host and Senior Portfolio Manager for Partner Services here at Zalando. In each episode, I welcome an inspirational expert from Zalando to take a deep dive into the fashion and tech retail industry, and also share lots of practical tips and trends to help you on your own career and work journey. By the way, if you're interested in careers at Zalando, click the link to our job page in the show notes. On the show, each guest brings in three items as they reveal their motivation, stories, and what they've learned along the way. A piece that is close to their heart, one from their career, and one from their time at Zalando. Today I have Katrina Birmingham, Engineering Manager, and Hala Al-Kwatli, Applied Science Manager. They're both members of Women in Tech Group at Zalando. Hi, how are you both?
Very well, thanks.
Hey, Janine, good.
I'm really excited to have you both here, that we finally can talk about women in tech, the group we have at Zalando RG, and of course, the overall importance of women in the tech business. Katrina, you're an engineering manager leading a team of engineers. I'm really interested to know how your team is set up and actually what your team focuses on.
So I'm the engineering manager of a team called Post Sales Order, better kind of described as returns and refunds as part of the transactions business unit within ZCP, which is the fashion store. And ultimately what we do is we support the returns capabilities of both our web and our apps, and then obviously the refunds capability as well once those returns are processed in the return centers.
Nice. So every time somebody orders something, returns it, actually your team made sure that the returns could be processed and that actually the money is refunded.
Exactly that.
How many engineers do you have in your team?
So we're a team of 7, growing to 9. So we have 2 open positions.
If you're looking for a job, if you're an engineer, go to jobs.zalando.com and apply. Then you may be soon in Katrina's team. So we are talking about women in tech. And of course, I'm interested to know, how is your team also set up? So you have 7 engineers. Is it still very men dominated?
We're kind of fortunate in my team. So we're not kind of where we want to be in terms of the split between men and women, but we do have 2 women engineers. So that kind of creates a nice diversity within the team. And I know that this is probably slightly better than some teams, but it's still not where we want to be or nor where Zalando wants the women in tech to be either.
So Hala, how is it about on your team? You are in applied science.
Yeah, so I am managing the team of applied science in KUKA. KUKA is short for customer care. So I'm part of the customer care business unit at Zalando, and I'm managing the applied science team, what we sometimes also call KUKA ML or customer care machine learning. Yeah, my team consists of 5 people, including me, 3 applied scientists and 1 software engineer. And unfortunately, our men to women ratio is not as good as Katrina's team. Unfortunately, we don't have any women in my team, so it's all men, applied scientists, and software engineers.
So you're both members of the Women in Tech ERG. How big is the ERG?
It's currently at around 390, give or take. So it's quite a big ERG. But in terms of the core committee members, I think there's 8 of us in total.
We have the treasurer role. Then we have also the communication and events manager. We have the business partnership manager. We do work collaboratively on all of those topics. We organize events for the community to meet up. We do a lot of tech talks. We do a lot of webinars and fireside chats.
Do you also promote women in tech externally? Is that also one of the goals of this ERG?
It definitely is. One of our goals also this year is to increase the number of women joining external conferences, technical conferences from Zalando. I think this is also an opportunity for women at Zalando to kind of paint a better picture of the women in tech position at Zalando.
Why is it important to have an ERG, especially women in tech?
I mean, I think ERGs by their very nature are representative groups for maybe kind of minorities within a company. And as you'll have seen from maybe some figures published, even kind of globally, but equally within Zalando, women in tech is kind of a minority. So the ERG is a perfect representation to provide that kind of voice for women in tech and advocacy for women in tech, but also to provide opportunities to showcase, as Hala mentioned, with talks that we might do and attending kind of those fireside chats and stuff, it brings people together to kind of a collective community as well. It's so important because I think other than that, you can get easily lost in the kind of the more dominant male kind of numbers in tech.
My idea back in the days was actually to study like informatics. And in the end, I decided not to do it because my idea right away was I won't be able to be someone in this area because it's very male dominant. So for me, it would have been really important back then to already have role models and groups to actually see, no, this is actually a world where women can be. Do you overall also see that it has changed, or is it still very difficult for women to actually be in tech?
I think it definitely has improved, but unfortunately not to the level where it should be. At the moment, young girls are still having those hesitations about joining informatics or engineering or science, technology, mathematics, all of those fields. This is mainly due to the lack of role models, due to the lack of women in the field. And it's all a loop. It's all connected. Not having enough role models is causing kids or young girls not to enter those fields. And then as a result, we don't have enough women in the field, not enough role models. So it's a problem that has to be solved from all the ends, from different areas, from schools, from universities, from the workplace, from motherhood and having kids and how that connects also with raising the kids, with the workplace. It's a problem that has to be tackled from all those aspects.
So Zalando is trying to promote and to get a more diverse leadership, especially in gender and maybe ethnicity. Do you notice overall that maybe other companies are doing the same, or how is the landscape, especially now looking into leadership roles in the tech world?
I mean, I think Zalando is doing as well as they can do, given as to the circumstances that Hala outlined. I know there's other big corporations that have an equal kind of drive for that diversity and that kind of inclusion and getting that representation that we talked about at all levels. And I'm very hopeful that we'll see more of this. And then as this progresses and as we see more women in leadership, you know, we'll start to see this kind of bubbling up at lower levels of people showing more of an interest that this is a career path that's a viable option and I can actually make a difference and I can be successful in this career.
Is there a way that external people can also reach the women in tech? Do you maybe have a group on LinkedIn or something?
I mean, I think this is going back to kind of our ambitions for 2024. You know, Hala referred to the conferences. So obviously we'll be able to do networking as part of those conferences. People are representing the Women in Tech ERG. But we do have ambitions to reach out to other companies and get a sense of how their ERGs operate and to develop that network. Because we're talking about, in some sense, how do we encourage women to enter into the tech field? And, you know, expressing that more kind of visibly, externally, will not only maybe help Zalando attract more women, but also maybe someone might come across a post that they find interesting. And this is how we start to change the narrative about women in tech.
Before we go into the three pieces, I would like to know more about the internal events that you set up. You talked about tech talks and fireplace and other events. How can everyone participate, even if they're not in the tech field, but maybe are interested or just overall want to know more?
Yes, definitely. So the way we usually organize this is we reach out to the community, to all the women in technical roles at Zalando. We ask them whether there's a topic they would like to present, a project they're working on, a technology that they've learned and think is super cool that they want to share it with others. And we schedule a talk around this, a presentation where they can present their work. Sometimes it's 4 or 5 people on the stage discussing one project, different aspect of it. For example, the product aspect of it, the design aspect of it, UX, UI design aspect, the technology that's been used, the applied science and machine learning aspect of it. We have a lot of attendees then, both in the office and online. And definitely, they don't need to be only in technical roles. So you can attend. We usually share this in the Zalando Women Network as well, which is a network of all women at Zalando, whether they're in technical roles or not. Men as well join because those topics are usually super interesting for anyone. So yeah, this also gives women in non-technical roles also some insights into what is being done by women at Zalando. How does it look like to be a woman in a technical role? What kind of projects you'll be working on? What kind of challenges you'll be facing? It also gives you exposure to those women so you can maybe talk to them and chat with them after the event to ask them about how to transition into tech. So I think it gives a lot of opportunities to the participants.
As a side note, of course, I want to mention we are talking about women in tech, and we, of course, automatically talk about men in tech. But of course, we have non-binary people also at Zalando who, of course, can also be part of the ERG.
I think if I may, I've got a point to add there as well, because I think it's actually so valid to kind of call that out. And while women in tech have a focus, obviously, on women in tech, we are not exactly an exclusive organization. We welcome any members to join, no matter how they identify. And, you know, we value all input. So, I mean, I think that's a very fair call out to make as well.
So I'm really looking forward to what you actually brought. And the first piece that I asked you to bring is something that is close to your heart. So something maybe personal or from your private life. Hala, what did you bring?
I brought my cat's collar. I have to make the sound so you all hear it. To me, this sound is a sign of peace and happiness. And like when I hear this, I'm usually super happy that he's around and healthy and good. Yeah.
What is your cat's name?
Zatar. Zatar in Arabic means oregano, or it's basically a spice. It's a oregano thyme mix that's really, really common in Arabic countries, and it's really, really delicious. My husband and I love it a lot, so we decided to name our cat Zatar because it's a tribute to Zatar.
That's really nice.
We've had him since the beginning of the pandemic, so my husband got him for me as a birthday gift. It was, of course, the best birthday gift. He's an outdoor cat as well, so I'm always really worried about him going out, something happening to him. This is why every time I hear the bell, I know he's back, he's safe, everything is well.
I didn't know that in Berlin people would do that, and I'm really surprised that the cats that actually go out and then come back and they're fine, and I'm like, wow, this can happen actually in this big city.
It's a dangerous city, but he's a strong cat. He has his own adventures, comes back healthy and safe.
He will fight our Berlin rats. Katharina, what is your piece that you brought?
So I brought a print, kind of a picture, and it's of Celtic design created by my husband's brother who gave it to us when we moved to Berlin. So that's why it's personal for me. It kind of encapsulates everything that's important to me, my Celtic heritage, my Irish heritage, family, and then the big move to Berlin.
So what exactly is that image? What can we see on it?
So it's called Cry Wolf. It's very intricate because it's got some kind of Celtic kind of standard designs, but it's got kind of a warrior face in the middle and then some wolves around it howling to the moon.
Thank you so much for sharing your personal items that you brought. It's nice how you're both actually honoring your heritage, where you're from. So it's really actually nice on how two different pieces bring in your heritage. Okay, I saw that word now a lot of times. The second item that I asked you to bring is, of course, since this is an ERG kind of driven episode, it's something that is bound to the community, so women in tech. What did you bring? Let's now start with Katharina.
Yeah, so I kind of struggled a little bit with this one, but I kind of settled on a figurine, a statue that I bought when I was in Athens of Athena, because I feel this kind of represents strong women that we have in our tech field. And, you know, kind of with the more stereotypical women kind of characteristics of caring and compassion and empathy. And she was seen as that as in the Greek mythology. So Athena is what I've linked to the Women in Tech ERG.
It is a really good piece to bring in and represent women in tech. Hala, what did you bring?
I brought a book. The book is called Delusions of Gender. The reason why I brought this book is I've read this book twice already, and I would read it a third and a fourth time. It's not an easy read. It's scientific. It contains a lot of studies and data and information that you have to go through. But it's a really good book on understanding how society and culture shapes the genders and shapes the differences between the genders more than they are actually different. If you don't mind, I would like to read a quote. So this is a quote from another book. The author is called Jan Morris. The book is called Conundrum. So Jan Morris is a male-to-female transsexual. And in this book, they describe their transition experience. The quote says, "The more I was treated as a woman, the more woman I became. I adapted. If I was assumed to be incompetent at reversing cars or opening bottles, oddly incompetent I found myself becoming. If a case was thought too heavy for me, inexplicably, I found it so myself. So the quote was mentioned in the Delusions of Gender books. They quoted this quote. I think the book is really all about how what you're told you can and can't do and how you adapt to that. And to me, this is the struggle that women transitioning or planning to study and have a career in tech face. We are faced with a lot of stereotypes and a lot of societal images of that this is not the field for women. Women don't excel in mathematics and science, but rather maybe languages and emotional intelligence and all that fluffy stuff. This shapes us and shapes our girls and the community around us. And this is a very good book about the science behind it, the studies that have been done to dispute all of these stereotypes.
So Delusions of Gender from Cordelia Fine. I went right in to put in my reading list.
It's really good. I would highly recommend it.
So then we come to actually our last piece, which is the Zalando piece. What did you bring that reminds you of Zalando?
So I brought a Zalando hoodie, one of the many Zalando hoodies out there. But this one is a special meaning for me because I was only joined the company for probably about 3 or 4 months, coming from a very different type of company. And I was asked to be the tour coordinator. So for those who don't know, tour coordinator is kind of a group that's put together in advance of Cyber Week to make sure that all of our systems are ready for Cyber Week. So I was asked to be tour coordinator for transactions and coordinate all the efforts that need to be done, ensuring that our systems were stable.
And TOR stands for Technical Operational Excellence and Readiness. So you are making sure that everything is ready before Cyber Week starts so that you know you can have a smooth Cyber Week.
And I came from a background where I wasn't very operationally focused. So this was kind of living the OFM of high challenge, high support. So it was something that I had to step into that I was quite vulnerable doing, but that I got a massive amount of support from my peers and even from the engineering teams in terms of ensuring that we did it well. And at the end of it, then we got a hoodie to commemorate that event.
That's really nice. Hala, tell me about your Zalando piece.
Yes, I brought a card that I received in my the package that I received when I first joined. So this is the package where you get your laptop, a little bit of merch, some tools that you need to work, like maybe the keyboard, the mouse. It's just a white card that says welcome in the middle with the Zalando logo. And I have this on my desk. It doesn't look so special, right? It's just a card that says welcome. But the reason why I have it is basically to remind me of the beginnings. The beginnings are always about curiosity, about being curious to meet new people, to learn about what the team is doing, to really prove yourself, to really learn, to take in as much as possible in those first couple of months. And then at some points in your career, this degrades a little bit or fades a little bit. Your curiosity starts to fade a little bit. And I have this there to remind me of how it feels when you just started, you're excited, you're curious, you want to learn a lot of things. It helps to kind of bring back those feelings. And hopefully then I can also start to learn a bit more and be curious to meet people, to join new challenges as well.
That's something I really like about Zalando, that you can go and meet people and just talk to them. We have different events. Everyone can just come. So you can actually socialize also more with other Zalandos. Get out of your little kind of area bubble, maybe. Really nice items. Thank you so much for bringing them in. But before we wrap up, do you have any last words or maybe any tips for our listeners? Maybe even directly to women who want to be in tech.
I think for me, and it kind of ties back in again to the Zalando hoodie, don't be afraid to step a little bit out of your comfort zone and to kind of put yourself forward. Because too often, if you don't take those opportunities, you can become a little bit stagnant. So see the opportunities and seize them.
From my side, the message I want to leave you with is having more women in tech and focusing on this topic requires a lot of effort. It's not an easy thing that we will just get if we do smaller steps here and there. It requires a lot of work. Everyone in the ERG, in the Women in Tech Employee Resource Group, everyone in the core team is working really hard towards that. I know also it's a Zalando level initiative, but I think we really need to work hard, as I said before, also from the different aspects to get to the targets that we're trying to achieve.
Thank you, Katrina. Thank you, Hala, for being my guest today. Those were really nice closing words. And I'm looking forward to the next Women in Tech events.
Thank you too, Janine. Thank you for having us.
Super. Thanks for having us.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you'd like to know more about careers at Zalando, go to jobs.zalando.de. You'll find that link in the show notes. Or check out our Instagram page, Inside Zalando, and leave a comment about the episode you just listened to. Our next episode is coming in 2 weeks, and I'll be talking to another guest from Zalando about life inside the fashion and tech retail industry. And of course, their three pieces of me.